We're back once again with Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Today, we're going to continue our series on the Affordable Care Act and mental health coverage and what are the implications for a whole group of individuals. And today, we want to focus on those who are on the front lines of America's defense, our veterans, when they come back home. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs estimates that post-traumatic stress disorder afflicts almost 31% of Vietnam veterans, as many as 10% of the Gulf War, those veterans, 11% of veterans of the Afghanistan conflict, and then 20% of Iraq War veterans. So here to discuss some options for getting care for this very common condition that afflicts so many of our brave men and women, our veterans, when they return home is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, let's discuss some of the resources available to veterans in dealing with PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental health conditions.
Well, as defined by the Mayo Clinic, post-traumatic stress disorder is a mental health condition that's triggered by a terrifying event, either experiencing it or witnessing it. Symptoms may include flashbacks, nightmares, severe anxiety, as well as uncontrollable thoughts about that event. In the past, PTSD has also been called war neurosis, shell shock, or battle fatigue.
So what types of services are available for those who have to deal with PTSD?
The good news here is that people don't need to suffer in silence. Health plans that are purchased through the exchanges and the traditional insurance market are now required to offer mental health services for any mental health condition, but it includes PTSD and illnesses that can sometimes accompany it, like depression and anxiety. Most VA hospitals and some VA clinics offer treatment programs.
Now, I know. In 2010, a new law was passed to make it easy for veterans to file a claim for treatment. Could you touch on that?
Yes. To file a claim with the VA, the veteran would fill out a VA Form 21-526, Veterans Application for Compensation and or Pension, which can be done either online or at a VA facility. The thing to remember about VA services is that it precludes a veteran from signing up for an ACA health insurance plan. So the veteran should ask what VA benefits are offered in their area and compare that to other local health insurance options. The Transamerica Center for Health Studies has a veteran's guide on our website that lists the various healthcare options available.
Hector, do you have any insight into how to guide veterans in terms of whether they should seek treatment for PTSD and maybe they're unsure? What resources are available?
The Department of Veterans Affairs has a website called My Health E-Vet, health and then the letter E, vet, that offers a confidential anonymous screen for PTSD. The symptoms of PTSD are listed on many websites, including the VA and the National Center for PTSD. Folks can go there and just kind of, you know, see if what they see there is what they are experiencing.
Right. Well, I know you have a whole lot of resources on the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. So go to transamericainstitute.org, click on the Health Center, and those interested will be guided further and can make use of a wide array of resources for veterans in particular. Hector, thanks as always for this, and we'll continue our discussion on mental health coverage under the Affordable Care Act in subsequent shows. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.